Now, this evening, dedicated to coming together and creating that which is termed a new year. Some of you are becoming aware of the teaching that the new year already exists, as does, as you've always heard, that the past, present, and future are contained in the present. You get to swing any way you want to. With the past, we have very little options of improving our lot in life. When we delve into the past and live as creatures from the past, when we drink from the waters of familiarity, we have very little choice in changing our futures. How many of you understand that? We're going to talk about that tonight. So the new year has really already happened, because based upon your opinion, your will, your common thought is what your year is going to be. No matter what we do here tonight, unless it is common thought, the will of the personality will survive it and have its way. So then we look forward, the personality looks forward to a linear year, to where it can rejoice in what it created here at this time. But the master, the child master, the infant master in you, the one that's crawling, doesn't have to wait a year to celebrate what it wants. If what it wants can be embraced utterly in mind, mind being produced by consciousness in the brain producing it from the sum total of personality, body that then begins to feel the fruit of that dream, and spirit that whatever choice either suppresses the spirit or makes the spirit grow. The fruit that we create in our mind can either grow our Holy Spirit, grow our spiritual self, or it can poison it. So, it's our common thought, it's what we really are, that's going to determine this year. And it's what we really are when we conclusively decide this is the way it's going to be. Then it already is. And all we're waiting for in a linear year is to experience it through the sensual body of seeing it, smelling it, holding it, tasting it, owning it, experiencing it. That's the way of the personality. The way of the Holy Spirit is that once it's conceived in the mind, it is.